So, Solas and Killian, I'm going to need you to roll me survival checks with disadvantage.
10.
Oh, 2.
That is going to be another little notch on our table. As Killian, you feel that same creeping sensation, as though the forest itself has many hands and they are slowly wrapping around you. Do you move forward quietly or quickly? Considered or hurried?
I think hurried.
As you walk, Killian, you can feel things brushing up against you that aren't there. Occasionally it will be a branch and you'll turn around, but something might just brush through your hair or clip at an ankle. And you will turn to look and there will be nothing as you guide Solas, who I'm imagining have a hand on Killian's shoulder. For you, Solas, coming to terms with this newfound vision and having to essentially move past or kind of look around Killian as he is this source of brilliant white light, you see very strange these two streaks of colour. You see a streak of pink and a streak of purple across your vision.
Daddy? I thought you said you were going to be back. We're quite bored. Just over here, Daddy. Over here.
And I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
So, 20.
There's a moment where you go just instinctively to rip this mask off of your face and look in that direction, but as you cast your eyes to the side, you see that pink and purple energy kind of swirl and almost like joins the mist of the rest of the forest, and you know inherently that this is the forest trying to play tricks on you and lead you astray in some way. But I think it is quite unnerving as to how real it feels. And I think you now notice with all of these streaks of light and energy passing around you just how many things are in this forest and how many of them want to stop you, to find you. Killian, you look to the nearby trees as you are passing through this way. And you see off to one side, leading in a certain direction, there is a name etched into the tree. One, then two, then three, and more. You couldn't possibly tell how many. But the name Solas is etched into a tree. And you pass by one very closely. And you reach out and touch it. It is really, physically, there. Solas, etched into the tree. Solas currently cannot see this, because he cannot see these trees, because of the presence of the mask.
This forest is messing with us, Solas. It's going to try and use everything you've ever loved, everything you've ever hated, and it's going to use it and weaponize it against you. Every step of the way. It's going to try and turn us against each other. We can't let it. Just whatever you feel, whatever you see, just remember that we're here and we know why we're here and we know who we are and we know why we're doing what we're doing.
Agreed.
Just hang on to that. And I continue to guide Solas forward, and I'm hastening our pace because I'm aware of the fact that we stick out like a sore thumb in this very, very dark place.
Make me another survival check, please, Killian, with disadvantage.
4, so 9.
As you're leading through this forest, Killian, you suddenly have a moment of realizing that you've lost your bearing a little bit on where the actual ruin is. And that thing that you saw, it's becoming more frequent on almost every side at this point. As you look forward in the direction that Solas is currently leading you, it looks like you're going to be heading further and further towards more of what you've seen.
We can't head this way, but I'm a bit frazzled and a bit hazy. I don't really know where we should go. I just know it can't be this way.
Tell me why.
I can't.
Tell me why.
I can't tell you. Just don't take your mask off.
Remember what you said, Killian. The forest is going to work on us. And we only have each other to resist.
I can't lose someone else in here. We should turn back. Let's just turn back. It's not... We can try again tomorrow. It's too dark. I can't see anything. Oh, I can see these fucking trees.
We're not turning back, Killian. Look at me. Look at me. You can do this. We can do this. Together. And only together.
Right, we're gonna carry on. But you, don't leave my sight.
I know you, man.
Something's coming. I've got my bow. Just be on high alert. Something's coming. I can just feel it. I can just tell.
We are stronger than we have ever been. And we are doubly strong together. Let us not forget that.
All right.
Focus your mind.
Come on, let's hurry up. Run.
You begin to run, making your way through these trees. Can you roll me a dexterity saving throw, please, Solas, as you are essentially trying to run through a dense forest without being able to see?
21.
You begin to run as fast as your legs will carry you. One. Another. Another. Every single tree, Killian. And then you see, in the hollows of the trees, you start to see faces. Unanimated, lifeless faces. Until eventually you get to a dense clearing. For you, Solas, you see a swirling mass of this purple energy right in the center of this clearing. And it is from that point kind of seeping out in multiple different directions, but there is this huge singular mass. So as far as you are aware or feel, you have reached your destination. Killian, you look down and see a shrine. Tree stumps of all varying heights, and on them lit candles. In front of these tree stumps, a shallow and empty grave. And as you look towards that grave, you can see a old, almost deformed version of Solas, lying with his arms crossed on his chest. The eyes flash open and look at you. You have a moment where you blink and it is gone. But it really, really looked like Solas. And as you turn around to see Solas behind you, he looks paler, more gaunt, and he has a slightly wild look in his eyes. You can see them just through the mask, reflecting in the candlelight. You have no real heading. Solas has essentially stopped. What would you like to do?
I think it's time to take that mask off.
Agreed. We're here.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see. It's too dark. Maybe we find a bit of shelter and we wait till morning.
Do you take the mask off?
I do.
You take the mask off, Solas, and I'm going to need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, it's not a 20.
There's no way.
It's a +0, if that makes you any better.
As you open your eyes and they adjust for a second, Solas, you feel as though you might throw up. You look around a clearing which you know very well. There are tree stumps with candles, lit candles atop them. There is a shallow and empty grave before you. And in and everywhere you look, on nearly every inch of every tree surrounding this place, you can see the name Solas etched into the trees. But there is nothing in this clearing. That purple swirling energy that you saw, there is nothing here that seems to correspond with that energy.
No, don't let it trick you. Just breathe, just... It's going to try and mess with you.
I understand. We should keep moving.
So here's the problem. You have lost the sense of the direction that you are headed in. There are no stars in the sky. It is almost always cloudy, which is what makes navigating in the forest so difficult. And even if you put the mask on now, there is purple energy leading off in almost every single direction. Which way are you going to head?
We hold our course, for better or worse.
It's messing with us. I know what it's doing.
Go on.
It's trying to confuse us. The forest knows what we're trying to get to. It knows who we're trying to get to. And it's trying to confuse the path. Where's the last place that it would expect us to go?
I know. Do you?
Yeah.
And I take the map. I point to the danger. And we both know what we have to do.
You scan around, and as you go to turn around, it's as though your perception on the world around you shifts slightly, as you're no longer stood at the mouth of this strange clearing. You're right in the center of it. And where you were, or where you perceived yourself to be stood, you see a lithe wooden figure, as though an ornately carved humanoid-like creature, like a large marionette with no face, just stares towards you. The neck snaps round to regard you.
What brings you here? Speak.
We're in search of someone.
How can you search for someone else when you do not know yourselves?
You're just trying to mess with us.
Do you know with whom you travel, Killian of Black Rest?
Yes.
Do you really?
He is my friend. And I will not fall for your tricks.
There is no tricks here. Look. Look at his face. He knows this place. He knows it well.
What's he talking about?
If you wish to leave, you either kill me or you find out who you both really, really are.
Solas.
We kill him.
take out my bow.
Ah, good, 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 good. Let us begin.
Killian, you are the first to act. What would you like to do?
I'd like to fire a shot into his face.
Okay. You loose an arrow, the first arrow from your grandfather's bow. You feel its perfect weight. You feel the draw distance. It's as though everything about this bow was built for you. Go ahead and make me an attack roll, please.
16.
That hits. Can you roll damage?
13.
You loose this arrow. You see it beds itself into the face of this creature. Its head snaps back. Its head tilts forward as it raises a hand and sort of extending out of the end of this thing, you see this kind of almost like barbed shard of wood. It breaks it off and it throws it at you, Solas. That is a hit. And that is 13 points of damage. Solas, this barbed shard of wood extends out of your shoulder, and the pain is real. You can feel your own humors now, almost like sound waves becoming disjointed and not functional, as you feel your own life force starting to wane. That was a really big hit. What would you like to do?
Can I heal myself as opposed to follow through with an attack?
You can, absolutely, yeah.
That's what I'd like to do.
Can you go ahead and roll me a d6 and then you'll add 3 to that?
8.
Great. So you can heal yourself for 8 points of healing. Is there anything you would like to do? You can still make an attack action as a bonus action. That's one of the benefits of being a monk.
I'd like to do that.
Great. Would you like, the only one you can really make is probably an unarmed strike.
Great. That's what I'd like to do anyway.
So you dash forward with a sort of preternatural speed, still feeling the effects of whatever it was that affected you previously. Your hand becomes incorporeal, you reach into your own shoulder, and you literally start unpicking pieces of, like, wood that have, like, jammed into your shoulder as you pull this thing out, almost performing this tiny little surgery on yourself and healing. You sprint towards this creature to strike it. So roll me a d20 and you'll be plussing 4. You'll plus 4 to this.
Come on, Solas. 8, so 12.
That is going to be a miss, unfortunately. You reach forward, and I think that you go to punch into this creature, and it doesn't have any humors. There is nothing living about whatever this is. It is as though it doesn't even feel like it's being held together with magic. It is just wood. And you were like, you can inherently feel it. It is just wood. You could even detect the magic in the mask, but for some reason, this thing doesn't even feel like it has magic. You punch it. You connect. There's wood splinters, but it doesn't seem to do anything to this creature. It's already had its go, so it's back to you, Killian.
Is there something I can do using my powers?
You can attack from your creature's... Like, you can have the bird, like, go close to the creature and attack from its position. Even outside of your specific ones, you have things like Hunter's Mark, which will increase your damage. So if you choose to Hunter's Mark something, you can do that as a bonus action, like ahead of attacking it, which will add damage.
I'll go for Hunter's Mark.
I will say that the way that the Hunter's Mark works for you, Killian, is that you're familiar, this little undead creature sort of lines itself up in between you and the creature, almost offering itself as like a waypoint or a guide, something for you to sort of aim past to help you increase your accuracy. So you cast Hunter's Mark on this creature, and you will now get to add a d6 to any damage rolls that you make.
So with the bow, 10 plus 5.
I can already tell you, that'll hit. So go ahead and roll me your longbow damage plus an extra d6. That's a d8 and a d6 plus 6.
11. Plus
6.
Yeah.
Using the sight line of the bird, essentially gives you a bit, like, gives you more to aim at in the dark when light is so unavailable to you. And this time you manage to strike true and hard. You watch it into the creature's head for a second time as it falls down to the ground, seemingly lifeless. Strangely, you hear a second thud on the ground. And it is at this point, Killian, that you blink. Everything in the clearing is exactly as it was, except for that creature is not there. And its place, you see lying unconscious on the ground with two arrows sticking out of his shoulder. Soulless. Completely unconscious. Soulless, I'm going to need a death saving throw from you, which is where you roll a d20. And if you get a 9 or lower, that is a fail. And if you get a 10 or higher, that is a success. If you fail 3 times, you are dead.
5.
That's a failure.
No.
So I've got 2 more tries, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you could technically have more than that. If you get a natural 20, you automatically stabilize. You come back up to 1 hit point. And if you get a natural 1, that's 2. So if you roll a natural 1 at this point, Soulless the healer is dead.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Came out of nowhere. Okay, come on. It's a 7, not a 1.
Killian, would you like to try to stabilize Soulless?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I'm going to need you to make me a medicine check, please.
13.
I will let you make this next one with advantage, so you'll roll 2 dice and you'll take the higher.
Thank you. 4. So it's down to this, right?
This is it.
It's a 3.
No.
Tom, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the room.
Oh my god.
Killian, you rush over to Solus's body and you desperately try to stem the flow of blood seeping out of his shoulder. You see one of the arrows struck very true just at the base of his neck, and try as you might, you just can't stop it. And just so quickly, you watch as life just leaves his body. See, the bird hops down onto the body, and it's with that you hear a voice.
You dare to try and take my prize from me?
And as you look down, these words, though it's not quite his voice, they seem to be coming from Solus's mouth. His eyes opening slowly and looking at you. Something odd, slightly changed about them.
Solus. Do not tar me with that name.
Who are you?
You do not know this man, do you? Ask yourself, do you know this man?
Yes.
If you believe that, then you're a fool.
I'll tell you what I believe. I believe you and everything this forest stands for will be wiped out and reversed. You are not going to take my friend from me. Your treachery is at an end. Come on, Solus.
You know nothing of treachery.
Solus, come back to me.
Who do you speak to?
Solus. come back. Fight.
I would counsel you, Gillian. Do not go wandering into forests with strange men. Bring me my prize, and I shall give you exactly what you want. I shall show you what this forest truly can do.
And what prize is that?
Oh, we both know what the prize is. Can't you see it? You're already doing it. That little bird on your shoulder. Do you not think it feels a little familiar? A little mischievous, a little caring? You asked and magic gave you.
No.
Finally, you understand something. Good job, little boy. If you want him back, properly, not just trapped inside the carcass of some dead pigeon, bring me my prize, and you shall have yours.
You can bring him back?
I can't know, but I can show you how to. Trust me, I've done it before. I was laid to rest, right over there.
And one of Solus's fingers points towards the shallow grave.
But as he was?
I feel every bit as I was. Hell, I feel better.
I want him back. It was my fault. It was my fault. He shouldn't have been there. I should have saved him. And now he's gone. I just want the chance to get him back, you know?
So will you do it?
What? What do you want?
Solus. I want Solus. I want him to suffer. Suffer as I did.
Why?
The why is not important. It's not important to you, and it's not important to Nell. Not now. So you have a choice. You will see your friend again. But when you do, I want you to kill him.
And Solus's body drops down. And as it does, you find yourself still in that clearing, with two arrows bedded into a tree, kneeling on the ground in front of a pile of dirt. Hello, Oaths and Empires. It's me, Jasper. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the show. I hope that you have enjoyed it. I'm here to thank some very, very special people, the angels over on our Patreon. These are some of the incredible people who give so generously to the show and allow us to keep doing what we're doing. It allows us to have the most amazing and incredible audio editors, producers, sound designers, and artists on the show, as well, of course, of making sure that myself, Tom, and Luke are compensated for our time. It's just truly amazing to have a community like you all behind us. It means everything, and it is literally the only reason that shows like this exist. I feel very, very proud to be a part of this community and to have such wonderful people like you. So thank you so much for all of your support. And to the following people, an extra special thank you for being so generous with your time and your energy towards the show. It really wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for you. A huge thank you to Lobos, Sunshine Chops, Aki Yukani, Ginomari Ralos, Justin, Lauren Hughes, Castle Bravo, Allison Daniel, Wellini underscore IND, IND, maybe, Sammy Williams, Haley Marshall, Mushroom Gremlin, BJ, Kibby, D, in brackets, what my name is, Fall for Fiction, Danny Bauer,
Michael, Mandala, Protato, Abs, Chris B, Clavia, Imperator.exe, Dylan Henderson, Sarah Phillips, Celeste Nicole, Eric, Josh Dominic, Koo and C, Lizzie brackets, Lizzie 94 close brackets, Boolean, Ketchup Zombie, Vincent M, Tazadactyl, Avi, Striped Sentry, Vintigaten, Serena of Scallops, Camille A, Himbology, Fadburger, Carlos Cermak Hernandez, Erin Shields, Cine Crab, Lisa White, Lena Beans, Vera Patria, Vakval, Al Yoxa, Your Space Cat, Sharkspren, Fanny, Sneaky Gina, Alexis, Ian Hamlet, Hank P. I went with the Tom McKay pronunciation there. But I do know the actual pronunciation is Hank P. Safz. Asterix. Samantha. Havin Hops. Glambring Gaming. Sarah. Brackets. Quest Disaster. Nell P. Brackets. Mostly 10. Close brackets. Noah Alice. Elizabeth. Erin. Egg and Ollie Love Art. Spikey. Wild Lupine. Tove L. Gillith. Ode. Odhan Coney. And of course, to the incredible mods, Mego, Nymira, and Natbat. Wonderful human beings. All of you. Absolutely wonderful. Old Man Hemlock has decreed that you are indeed wonderful human beings. Thank you so much for all of your generous support. I cannot explain what it means to me and what it means to Tom and to Luke. So thank you so much, and I hope that you are going to really enjoy this next part. Until I talk to you next time, have a great time, and remember, tread carefully in the forest, friends. All is not as it seems.